Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Chris is also joining us that he was just sharing, you know, how important it is to understand that religion does not save us. Religion does not save us. Jesus Christ saves us. And religion is what put Jesus on the cross. Religion is what, especially when you start mixing religion and politics, when you start seeing, you know, governmental authority mixing with secular authority, mixing with the kingdom of God. I mean, they used that, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Pharisees used the world's leadership to be able to crucify Jesus, the Roman government. But they were the ones doing it behind the scene.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Yeah.
Totally evil. As we start seeing these things mix, where the people are using the government to push out their agendas, understand this, that we're supposed to pray and live out the agendas of the kingdom and teach them. And people make a decision for Jesus Christ. And in that, all of a sudden, behaviors begin to change and all that.
Right.
Chris?
Hey, I was reading in, I got to get right in front of this thing. It's just like no variance. I was reading the other day in Luke and about the faith of the centurion. And the word says that the centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal a servant. And what just really stood out to me in that, just that part of it was, you know, the centurion heard of Jesus. He never saw him. He never heard him himself, but he heard of him. And just through hearing the word, he believed.
Right.
Yeah.
And so in which, you know, Jesus tells us later on when he's talking to Timothy, he says, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, the scripture goes on to talk about how, you know, he sent these Jewish elders, and the Jewish elders went to Jesus and said, this man deserves you to do this because of all these great things.
Right.
You
know?
Right. And it's like, we don't deserve anything.
Right.
What are you doing? Why are you saying this? You know, we don't, you know, we are all sinners. You know, we don't deserve anything. It's God's grace and his mercy, you know. And then, but Jesus went anyways. Mm-hmm. Which made me think about that. I was like, well, you know, Jesus said many times, he says, you know, the word says, you know, Jesus knowing their thoughts. But he knew the thoughts of the centurion, what his heart was, so that's why he was going. But then while Jesus was on his way, the centurion sent his friends to go meet Jesus and tell him, says, you know, Lord, you know, I am unworthy for you to come into my house. You just say the word, and you know, I'll know my servant will be healed. And And Jesus says, I've never seen such great faith in all of Israel. And, you know, guys began to open this up to me and show me how, you know, it's just not going to happen in religion. You know, there's nothing we can do. You know, maybe people are looking for verification of signs and wonders, you know, before they start to follow. And, you know, it's not about, you know, we're just supposed to believe and go. You know, I'm not supposed to wait to see fruit happen. Faith is now, not after. These signs come. And,
religion is man's attempt to be righteous in his own works.
Right.
Right.
And so then the Lord reminded me of the scripture that says where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and he says, you go across land and sea to win a convert.
All right.
But then you put so much on them, you make them twice as much of son of hell as you are.
Twice as much.
Twice as much.
Which means they were, right?
They were.
Yeah.
You know, and that was just like...
Well, how can somebody who is in religion, somebody who's actually in the temple, you know, in God's house...
Well, he said, you know, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, did I not do these great and wonderful things? You know,
right.
It's not about doing. It's about faith. It's about believing.
About obeying.
About upright. You know, it's about love. You're supposed to be walking out in love. We're supposed to be walking in faith. not looking at our works. You know, works is, you know, we've talked about many times, works is just a byproduct of your faith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not about what you do.
Not earning anything.
It's evidence that you are.
Right. Mm. Right.
That's so good. You think about it, that so that means if you hung around the Pharisees, you not only become what they were, but you become twice as bad as they are.
Wow.
And the question is who do people become when they hang around you?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
People say, why don't I hang around people? Mm-hmm. they find out who you really are. Can people stay with you? Can they see you? They watch your life inside and out.
Mm.
If they do they actually begin to do things that God says don't do?
Right.
Because they see what you do.
Right.
Right?
Wow.
Twice as much. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, just should, you know, God's going outside of the religious boundaries, you know, to be able to find those who believe and who will walk in faith. Because there's, you know, several times in the Word where he says, you know, to those who were outside of Israel, you know, the centurion and then the woman, the Canaanite woman, who, you know, say even the masters, you know,
the crumbs,
right, yeah, even the crumbs from the master's table,
right, and you know she wasn't an Israelite, she wasn't one of God's people, right. She was an outsider,
right,
but
right.
Yet she had more faith than all of Israel.
Yep, she knew who he was,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and so place. God's just going outside, you know, to find those who believe him, and he's looking for people, you know, like Moses the deliverer,
mm-hmm.
You know. Paul, who was persecuted but yet persevered.
Right. You know,
Joshua, who's going to hold up the hands of the apostles and not faint, not falter, not run away, not mm-hmm. run away in fear. You know, God's looking for these people to stand up and believe and follow him and just believe his word.
Right. He's looking for a habitation.
Right.
And the thing about it is not that he didn't want to reach the Pharisees. It's just the fact that they thought they were reached already.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're so full of pride, I couldn't hear.
Yeah, and it's like, that's so sad because, you know, pride blinds you. And you can't see, you're deceived. You think what you're doing is right when you're dead wrong, which should create humility in all of us to think, you know, I don't want to be so confident that right. I can no longer see.
Right.
I want to be confident in who Christ is in me. Mm. And, yeah, that even to think about even with the woman with the issue of blood and all the disciples were around Jesus, pressed in, and then you had the crowd around them. And then Jesus said, who touched me? And they didn't have a grip. And they wouldn't even let her come around anyway if they knew she was coming. And because she had an issue of blood.
Right.
And the law said this, and the Pharisees would have said, right, they would have said, well, the law says she can't be here, therefore... You know, and it would have kept her away from God.
Right.
And she touched the hem of his garment the way the woman caught in adultery did.
Mm-hmm.
And they both, one was healed and one was, you know, forgiven. And that's so important. It's really important to understand and it's not that God is stepping outside of something. He's just finding somebody who wants him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the temple of God, you know, the he's looking to have that habitation with you. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, sad to say quite often it is, you're stepping out of the, and sometimes it's stepping out of the old wineskin, something that God had done that people are still trying to connect to what God was doing. Mm-hmm. And they can even be right in the context of that, but God's not doing that anymore. And so God begins the new wine. And the two don't even cross. And he has to establish that outside of them because they'll actually destroy it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? He says, if you put the new wine in the old wineskin, they'll both be destroyed.
Yeah.
And so if you see God doing something outside of where you are, don't. It doesn't mean necessarily that you are a son of hell, right?
Right.
As we're talking about, it could be the fact that you've just been identifying what God did do. And he's doing a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to let go of all that he did for all that he's doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and behold, the Lord is doing a new thing. But quite, that's what he does. He begins to pull out totally amount up from where he is. And he just keeps going. This is the thing is just be hungry for God, you know, look for God, wherever you got to go, whatever you have to do, for more of the Lord. And, that's a good word, man. That's a real good word. I appreciate that. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.